Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 235, Reish Lamed Hey, the mitzvah of B'tzedek Tishpat Am Yisecha. The pasuk says, Lo Sasa Ovo Bamishpat, Lo Sisa Fnei Dov, Lo Seder Pnei Gadol. All the Lo Sasa is related to judging properly. And then we have the Asay, B'tzedek Tishpot Am Yisecha, judge your neighbor favorably. Rashi says, Kimashma O. What does that mean? It's literal, the Pashup Shat. In righteousness, be a judge that judges honestly. All the Isurim are involved, but today is the Asay. Davar Acher, Rashi quotes, Havidonas Chavercha Lekavschus. Giving people the benefit of the doubt. That is Rashi. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Moni HaMitzvahs, the Rambam and the Chinuch quote three parts to this mitzvah. Three parts. Number one, says the Chinuch, Lishpot Bitzedek. Shenemar b'tzedek tishpat am yisecha. In righteousness, judge your friend. Ubo ha-pirish shenitztavu ha-dayanim la-hashvoz ba'alei hariv, that dayanim are commanded to equalize in their eyes those who have arguments, the parties, klomar, shalo yechabed ha-dayan echan mi-bali adin yosim in ha-acher, that the dayan shouldn't give honor to one of the parties more than the other one. V'chein amru, and also it says in the Sifra, Shelo yehei azayim latorah. Shelo yehei echad medaber kol tzarcho ve'echad omer lo kater dvarecha. As we said yesterday, they shouldn't give one person, you know, as much time as they need, and the other one say thank you. That do it short, but speak short quickly. V'chein perak shvuos ha'edus, and also it says in Gemara Shvuos, Tanur Rabbanim zet tishvara yisecha shelo yechad omer v'yechad yoshev. The isurim that we've spoken about the past couple of days today is the mitzvahs asay that is related. Okay, so that is number one part of the judgment, keeping the parties on even terms, the tzedek tishpat amisecha, honestly. The Aznayim LaTorah even adds that the point of amisecha, the emphasis of your friend, is that the judge should never come to a state where they look down at the Baali Dinim. You know, it's natural for the dayan to think, oh, I'm on this side of the bench, and they're on that side of the bench, I hold myself above. Right, so it says the Aznayim LaTorah. Let me find exactly which one it is. Hashoftim regilim lerot adatzmo ka'anshe mai lazot vezbalei dinim kinechusei darga. It's very natural. The dayan sitting there, he's the chashuv one, he's the mechubad one, and the parties involved, they're having a sichsuch, they're having an argument. Uveprat asher adayan mitzuvah shebishah shebal din omdum lefanecha yu benecha kereshoim. You have to think of them as guilty until they're proven innocent. V'ulaya hergo azeh yase etz lashoftim l'teva. V'lo yiyah beinam kizakon. Maybe even after they leave the court. Afilu achar shekibo em azadin. That's why b'tzedek tishpat am yisecha. Afilu bali adin. Acharei shenifteru mimcha. You beinecha ka'amisecha. Zachor tizkar. Ki gam ata shofet basar v'adam. You're also human. And maybe one day you'll get into an argument and you'll be on the other side of the table. V'anashim ha'eila heim amisecha. V'al tizka'a le'em ba'al kol ha'vayim lefanecha l'din Torah. So the emphasis of make sure that you keep looking at them as colleagues, as equals. Not only keep them equal, but keep them equal to you. That is Rav Sorotkin's addition. But this is number one part of the mitzvah of judging properly and equally. Number two, second part of the mitzvah is the mitzvah to be a judge in the first place. The mitzvah, being a judge, being an honest judge. V'chein b'chlal, number two now. V'chein b'chlal mitzvah zu, shekol ishu hu chacham b'dini ha-torah v'yasha d'radrachav. Anyone who is wise enough and one who is capable, shu mitzuveh sheyadin din Torah. They are mitzuveh to judge the din Torah. Bein ba'alei harivim yish koach b'yadu, if they can. They have to be in the parsha. If somebody is not roi and they try to get the position, that obviously is inappropriate. But if somebody is in the position, so then they have to do what they can, and not to look for the kavod, but if they know they're needed, and they have the tools to be a dayan, there's a mitzvah to be a dayan. The afilu yachid yachol ladu midin Torah. Even a yachid could judge daraisa. Kamo she'amar lechazal at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Echa donas chadeiro din Torah shenemar betzedek tishpat am yisecha. Which is singular. Chazal learned from there in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin that even a single person, though Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos that a person shouldn't judge alone, she'ain don yechidi elahu. Right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be a singular judge, but meyikar adin midoraisa chana mikasher, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Sanhedrin. That is all number two. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses the Shitas HaRambam, which is somewhat challenging to understand. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Hey, which is where the, I'm sorry, this one's in Perek Beis. Perek Hei also talks about it. Says the Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Yud, Af Api She'ein Bezdin Pachos Mishlosha, even though there's no Bezdin that's less than three, Mutter La'echad La'dun Min HaTorah, Mida Oraisa, one person can judge a case of Dini Mamanis. She'nemar B'tzedek Tishpat HaMisach, obviously not Dini Nefashes, that requires 23, and not ones that the items that require 71, but Dini Mamanis, Mida Oraisa, one can judge. U'midivrei Sofrim Ach Yushlosha, Midra Abanan, you need three. But then the Rambam adds, Vishnayim Shedanu Ein Dinei Hamdin. And to that judge, does Ein Dinei Hamdin. Their din is thrown out, it's not a din. So the Kesef Mishnah, all the Achronim, ask on the Rambam, what's the Rambam talking about? He sosur himself from one line to the next line. First the Rambam says, Midra Raisa, one person can judge. And then he says, Midra Abanan, we require three. But if two judge, Ein Dinei Hamdin. What's the only on the Midra Abanan level? No. The Gemara, the beginning of Sanhedrin, seems to link them. Seems to leak that if you hold me the Raisa Chanami Kasher, so then two would also be good. So this is a little difficulty. The Arsameach suggests, and Rav Soloveitchik thought this was the correct shot as well, based on other Rambams, that maybe we're talking about two different types of judges. One kid judge, that's talking about a Samuch. That's talking about someone who has smicha, going back, real smicha, ishmi pi ishmi pi Moshe Rabbeinu. That is what the Rambam says in the first line. And then three are hedyotos. Two hedyotos cannot judge. One means mumche. So one mumche, one samach, they'll be able to judge. This is what the Ar Sameach suggests there in Beis Yud in Sanhedrin. Im ta'ayin hitev perak hei muchach misham. The savor de minatorah boi yachid samach b'dinei mamonis. Rak midivrayim b'inan shlosha. V'lochein shayim shadaru ein dinei din af b'diyeved. Dechein tiknu chachamim in terms of if it is a hedyot. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that if you look in Parachav Beis of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says it mafurish. Yafe koach ha-psharim mikoach ha-din. Sheshnei hedyotos shedanu ein dinei ha-din. Comparing pshara and hedyot, as we discussed a couple of days ago. But he says, but they have a favor. Shnei hedyotos shedanu ein dinei ha-din. He adds in that line from this case. Okay, there's more on that Rambam. But that is what the issue that the Minchas Chinuch deals with in Os Aleph. What is the pshat of that Rambam? And he just ends off by saying, look in the Achronim, va'achol dvash, and you'll have some honey. Meaning you have sweet answers, says the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, that is all, though, part two of the mitzvah. Again, part one is judging honestly and keeping the Bali Dinim equalized. Part two is the mitzvah to be a judge, period. It's a mitzvah to be a judge, to be involved. And number three, the ode, now back to the chinuch, the ode, yesh bechlal mitzvah zu, sheroi lechal adam ladun es chaveiro lekav zchus. The third part, what Rashi mentioned, to be dan lekav zchus, as it says in Pirkei Avos, to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, judge them favorably, v'lo yifareish ma'asav udvarav ela letov. And not to explain to myself their actions, except for the good. Before we even talk about that, there's just another ha'ara to mention, and that is, there isn't a fourth aspect of this mitzvah, or maybe it could be counted as a separate mitzvah. Rav Asher Weiss, among other achronim, point out that the Rambam does not count separately midvar sheker tirchak, which is said in the context of dayanim in Parshas Mishpatim. It doesn't count that as a separate mitzvah. So you have to say, explains Rashi Weiss here on this mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, that it's somehow included in all these other mitzvahs. Staying away from falsehood. That's a more general statement. Like the Rambam doesn't count many general statements. Kedoshim Tiyu, Vatisar Yashar Atov, all those types of statements the Rambam does not count. The Ramban picks up on all of those and explains them in depth. But the Rambam does not. So it could be the Rambam also thinks here that though the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed learns out many halachos from Midvar Sheker Tirchak, from staying away from falsehood in judgment specifically, is the context of the Torah Shebichsav, but that's more of a general, it's not really a bona fide source. All of those halachos are just an asmachta. And he says even the language of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, what is tirchak? That's not a common phrase for a tzivui. Einu inyan mugdaru musuyam. Ela kahaflaga. Lehisrachig mikol shemet sheker bedin. Einzu mitzvah gemura el hoda hora klolis migidre hamusr. Lehisrachig min hasheker bein besidri adin bein bechal davar. So if you look at the Rambam, he doesn't mention it, though other Rishonim count it. But the Rav Asher Weiss points out that it must be just more of a, the Rambam understands that as a general halacha that applies, but not a specific one that needs to be counted in the minyan hamitzvos. Okay, these are the three parts of today's mitzvah of judging honestly. Shorish, let's do the shorish, and then maybe we'll talk more about dan lekav zchus. Shorish hamitzvah niglahu. The shorish, the idea behind this mitzvah is obvious. And this is the paragraph that he referred to, the past three mitzvahs. The past three mitzvahs, he said, look in the mitzvahs I say that we wrote what the message is of not favoring the rich, not favoring the poor, and not perverting justice. So this is the paragraph he was referring to. Ki b'hashvayas hadin yisyashiv ha'olam. By equalizing the parties in din, that will keep society functioning. Vim yechabed hadayin echad mibalei hadin al ha'acher. If the dayin favors one over the other, yifached ba'al hariv milahagid kol tainos ubafanav. Then he won't be comfortable and he won't say everything that he wants to say. And then the din will come out incorrectly because all the information won't be there. He's just going to be scared. He's going to close up shop. Ubamesha marnu. And the fact that we say that a person should be a judge if they're capable, that's also important. Because if you're wise enough and you have the capabilities, then you'll do a good job. If you, the person who could be a dayan, if somebody knows choshen mishpat backwards and forwards and they refuse to be a dayan, so who's going to be there? People who aren't as worthy. And then what are they going to do? Yishpatum shar b'nei adam she'inu chachamim. Then people who aren't as capable. V'yatu adin ala echan mibli yediyah. And they'll change the din even without knowledge. Part of this is maybe what's behind Rav Moshe's paragraph in the Hakdamat Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe in the first paragraph says why he's not roy to write the Sefer. And I don't know why people are asking me to write a Sefer in his Anava way. But the second paragraph is, but you know what? Yiftach b'doro, kishmo b'doro, everybody has to go by their generation, and even though I'm a nothing compared to Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the early generations, people seem to ask me questions. So people ask me questions, I guess I should publish my letters. So I'm going to publish my letters, and even if I might be wrong, that's where he comes up with this principle of two types of MS, MS la'amita and MS la'hora'a. Even though I might not be zochet to MS la'amita, I did my homework and I'm trying to get to the right answer, so it's a level of MS, MS Lahorah. And even though I'm very nervous about writing the Sefer, and it really shouldn't be, but you know what? I guess I have to write it. But behind that might be this idea that Moshe realizes deep down maybe that he looks around and he says, he's the Gadol Hador. Even though he thinks to himself that he's just doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs him to do it and wants him to do it, he doesn't hold himself above anybody else. But in terms of the achrayus that he has, he obviously felt the burden of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders. And therefore, that's this the message of this mitzvah as well. It's a mitzvah to be a shofet, again, in a time without, obviously to be part of a Beis Din, but just to be a posek, could be at least on a partial level, a kiyum of this mitzvah, of stepping up to the plate and judging and answering shilas between people and that people have. Continuing, gam ma shamanu shekol adam chayav ladun chaver lekav zchus. Also, what I said in terms of being down lekav zchus, shu bechlal hamitzvah yesibo lias benan hashem shalom v'reyus. Obvious also that that's going to keep shalom v'reyus. If I'm always thinking badly of people, so then I'm not going to I'm going to think badly. I'm going to get into fights with them. If I go around thinking positively about all my friends and all my neighbors, that's obviously going to lead to achva v'reyus. Nimza sheikar kol kavanas hamitzvah. So he put all these three together. The point is, lahol b'yishav bnei adam em yosher adin, to help society function in harmony together, v'laseis bnei em shalom em silakach shad ish b'ish, and not have people think negatively about others. If you look at the Maral Diskin is in Parshas Vayikra. In our Parsha, it's quoted in Rabbi Daniel Feldman in his Sefer, The Right and the Good, where it's the whole Sefer is all about mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, lumdus about mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. He has a chapter there on Don L'Kavzchus. He points out that there are really two messages behind the mitzvah that we find in the Mefarshim. One of them is like the Chinuch says here, and that's the more pashut explanation, and that is just to prevent fights. It's like a siyug. Think positively so you don't think badly of them, so you don't scream at them, so you don't get fights with them, so you don't hate them. The chulu, the focus is on the recipient. But there is, look at the Maral Diskin on Parshas Vayikra. I didn't bring it, but the Maral Diskin, I think I did bring it. Yes, I did. The Maral Diskin says there's another idea behind B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha on our Parsha. He says, because if I think badly, think lowly of somebody, all of a sudden society is lower in my mind. Memela, I have a lower standard to live up to. And therefore, I could do more things that are inappropriate. He gives a mashal. If there were 10 Jews in a city, and one of them does an Aveira. So it's terrible. He didn't have, it was hard for him to do the Aveira, but he overcame. He was poor, he's get there, and he embarrassed himself, and he did it. But once one person does it, the second one is much easier to do. Because one person already lowered the bar. The second, imagine the sixth person to do the Aveira. It's so much easier for him. So the more we think negatively about our surroundings and our society, the easier it is for me to sin. So the focus is on the person, not on the recipient. So Rabbi Thelman says that there are a number of afkaminas that might relate to this. Well, can a person be mochel about Dalek Havschus? Yeah, you can think whatever you want about me. We know the person's mochel. He doesn't care about what people think about him. So if you say it's about the fight, they get into the person's mochel, give me mochel. He doesn't care that people think badly of him. But if you say it's focused on the person himself, the thinker, that it's inappropriate because I'm going to think less of society and mamela, I will sin easier, it doesn't matter what the other guy's mochel. I still can't do it. It's about me. Number one. Or, another discussion he has in the Acharonim, is there a concept of Dalakav Schus La'achar Misa? After somebody died, you have to be Dalakav Schus somebody who died. So you're never going to get into a fight with him. Maybe he's Yarshim. But let's say he's a Ger Vein Lo Yarshim, whatever the case may be. So if you say after the Misa, so you're not going to do a fight with him, but it's still about society, how I look at society, it could still affect me, and I might have to be makbid on it, even La'achar Misa. A final nafkamina, which he says is it dafka b'maisa or even belave? Is the isser belave? Right, it's a mitzvah, you have to be dalakas with belave. What if I'm not going to do anything? I'm just going to think it. Is that a problem? Is that a bitul asay? Just thinking negatively about something? I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to do anything. So if you say it's totally on the other person, so maybe it's not a problem because I'm keeping it to myself. But if it's about how I view society, and I will view society in a lower way, and it'll be easier for me to do averus, then even belave would be a problem. There are more, but these are three of the nafkaminas that Rabbi Thelman mentions in the Right and the Good. Okay, but it's related to this shorish of the mitzvah that's mentioned here in the chinuch. There's an important categorization that Rabbeinu Yonah has on Pirkei Avos, and other Rishonim as well say. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah in the first parak, where it quotes, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, do we have to be Dan L'Kav Schus to every single Jew in the world? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, three categories of people. Zemedaber, al adam she'in yodim bo'im tzadik in Russia. When do we have to be Dan L'Kav Schus? Medium, Beinoni. Oh, Makirin, so Jewish Beinoni. If you know he's a Beinoni, he sounds like he does something wrong, he does something bad, so then you have to be Dan L'Kav Schus. If he's a tzadik gamur, then even something that looks kind of bad, we have a chiyuv to be down the kav schus. Yet tzaddik afilu b'maisa shekulo ra, but it doesn't mean tzaddik is perfect. It just means what we have to think about it. But in terms of, let's say, protecting ourselves, or in terms of investigating, if he's endangering others, of course you have to do that. That's not down the kav schus. That's a false down the kav schus. Like the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, that Gedalia ben Athikam, Tzom Gedalia, he was faulted for being down the kav schus Yishmael. They told him that Yishmael wants to kill you and assassinate you. He says, no, not my Yishmael. He's such a great guy. The Gemara faults Gedalia. He says, you thought it was a mitzvah, but that was an Aveira. Says the Masul Sisharim, I think it's a parachaf or so towards the end of the Sefer. Because sometimes, you know, you have to be Dalakav Schus, but you have to be Choshe, you have to protect yourself. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, though, by a tzaddik, at least in terms of what we think, we have to give him more of the benefit of the doubt than an average person. And on the other extreme, if somebody is a Rasha, somebody's a Mukhsuk Rasha, we have no chiyuv to be Dalakav Schus. He's earned his reputation, and until he changes it, we have no chiyuv to be Dalakav Schus him. Gam min a Rasha gomelo amar, kefilu maisa kuloto. That's a fake. He's not really doing this. That's the Rambam mentions these three categories, and Rabbeinu Yonah also mentions them. All different kind of the main mitzvah, Dalakav Schus, is when it comes to Beinoni. Many of the Bali Musar also point out, if you look closely at the language of the Mishnah there, it says, Dan es kol ha'adam l'kav schus. It doesn't say Dan is kol Adam. Dan is kol Ha-Adam. Ha-Adam meaning sometimes it's hard for us to be Lekan Lekav Schus. But you know why it's hard for us? Because we don't know the whole picture. What's called, there's a whole art scroll safer on Dan Lekav Schus, the other side of the story. So she talks a bit there about the Chapter 3 syndrome. Sometimes we see something happening, you ever start a book in Chapter 3? You have no idea what's going on. You didn't read the first two chapters. So sometimes we see something that a person does or doesn't do, and we judge them. We judge them, you know what? We judge them, but we didn't see the morning. We didn't see 2 hours before in their life. That's chapter 3. That's what the Bali Musar say. Vavidan es kol ha'adam. All of the person. You have to look at the entire person, which nobody knows the entire person. So therefore, mainly, you have to be down l'kav schus, because there's so much that we don't know. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara quotes amazing stories on Kuf Chav Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara gives examples of what is the lens that we have to be Dalakav Sklus, but the Gemara on top just says a beautiful line that we have to always remember in this mitzvah. Tan Rabbanan, second line. On Kufchav Zayinim Abeis. Hadon Chaveiro Lekav Schus, Donin Osolus Schus. Whoever is Don Lekav Schus, they are judged Lekav Schus. What does that mean? So I heard Hashem of Yisrael Salanter. There are others as well that might say this, that in L'Asa Lavo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, really we're going to judge ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us our life on another person. And he's going to say, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about his actions? So if we have already trained ourselves and conditioned ourselves to be Dalakav Schus people, then we'll look at this life, which is really our life, and we're sealing our own fate and saying, oh, come on, he had a tough situation, and this is difficult, and come on, give him some rachmanus. Because Hadonis Chaveir Lakav Schus, Danino Solus Chus. We have to become those types of people. Rachmanu l'Islan, if we only give benefit of the doubt to ourselves, but everybody else, you know, we have a different standard, so that's what it's going to be. That's exactly what happened by David HaMelech. Right? The Navi says, in the case of the Tipsas HaRosh, Ataish, right? He asks David, what should he do if the poor man has only have a sheep, and it's stolen? David says he should die! And David didn't realize it was him until he says, Ataha Ish. And what does David say? I sinned right away. The emes hits him in the face. So that's in terms of Dan L'Kav Schus. We have to try to make ourselves people who are Dan L'Kav Schus. The other flip side of Dan L'Kav Schus is the problem of being Choshed B'Ksherim. That's the opposite of Dan L'Kav Schus. Choshed B'Ksherim, the Gemara says, Loka B'Tzaras. Where do you know that from? This week's Pasha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bnei Yisrael aren't worthy. What does Hashem do? He makes his arm have tzaras. What do we learn from there? The Gemara says, if you're not down Lekav Schus, if you're Choshed B'Ksherim, so then, Lokim B'Tzaras. You get tzaras. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Sadek Zayin, we learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a biting Rambam, very important halach, and the Rambam isn't as famous as it should be. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that Rambam goes through 24 ma'akvim to tshuva, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, and then the Rambam says there are five actions that are so bad because people don't realize they're doing something wrong. Said the Rambam, Umehen chamisha, ha'osa osan, ein chaskasa lashuv mehen. They're probably not going to do tshuva. Lufishein dvarim kalim, be'enei rov ha'adam. They're light in people's eyes. V'nimsachot devu yidamesh ein zachet. And it's so hard when people don't even realize they're doing something wrong. That's the first step. If I know I'm doing something wrong and I just don't want to stop, okay. But if I don't realize it, it's even worse. What are those five things? The Rambam says, number one, if you eat somebody's ochel misu'ut ha'sheinah maspekas l'ba'aleha, you're at somebody's house and you eat a little more than you're supposed to, and you know the guy's having a tough time, but you eat a little more than you should. What am I doing wrong? Achros hazorchim, he has the mitzvah. Number one. Or if you use an avot of an ani, you lent the ani money, and you're using his item as a mashkon. What is magili? This is mine. Those two are more limited. Number three, hamistakel ba'arayos. If I look at inappropriate pictures, ma'al al daito, she'im akaklum, what am I doing? Ki shu'omer, v'chi ba'alti, okay, rafti. What did I do? I just looked. V'hu'eini yodeya, she'ri'iyas einayim, avon ha'gadol, she'goremes l'gufen shal arayos. Lo sasur, afgen l'vavchem. Rachmanu l'tzlan, how many pop-ups are there on computers? Right, lo sasur, that's this iser, mistakel ba'arayos. Number four, miskabed v'klon chavero, if I feel good when my friend trips up. Number five, Choshed B'Ksherim. If I'm Choshed B'Ksherim. Omer Belibo, Eino Chota, Lefisho Omer Masisilo. If I just think badly of him. V'chiyesha Melach Shad, Shema Asa Lo Asa, what'd I do? I didn't do anything. But he doesn't know, Shemesim Adam Kasher B'Daito Kabal Averis. That's something that we can't do. Choshed B'Ksherim is Lokeh B'Tzaras. We learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learn it from this week's Pasha. Look at the She'iltos. The She'iltos on this week's Pasha has this long discussion of Dan L'Kav Schus because of Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Pasha. Again, there's a lot more, just two more sources if you want to look it up. Great stories about Dan L'Kav Schus. First, that Art Scroll book has great stories. If you look at Rabbi Yosef's commentary on Pirkei Avos. In Anaf Eitz Avos, he has 10 pages of great stories on Dan L'Kav Schus. And you could also look in the Yagdol Torah on Chumash in Vayikra and Kedoshim. Also, amazing stories about Dan L'Kav Schus. Feel free to look there. But we have to stop now. Be'ez Hashem, everybody have a good Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem will continue next week with some great mitzvahs. Rechilus, Losam L'Adam Reyecha, Sinas Yisrael, Avas Yisrael, Habanus Be'ez Chaver Barabim. Very important mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.